From the studio in downtown Crested Butte, I'm Kate Ganap, and here is your daily KBUT newscast for Thursday, November 7th. There's a house dating back to the late 1800s in the Gunnison Valley. Folks here call it the Hartman Castle. The historic home, which earned the nickname for its spiral staircase and intricate details, offers a window into what life was like. Now, there's a local group trying to save the structure and return it to its former glory. I caught up with Deborah Callahan and Pam Montgomery, both at the helm of the Hartman Castle Preservation Corps, about their recent efforts. Their efforts will also be featured in a Rocky Mountain PBS film called Colorado Experience: Saving Hartman Castle. That film will premiere here in the city of Gunnison tonight. They said preserving the structure is a way of remembering our local history.
It's incredibly important because it takes us way back to the deep roots of the settlement of the Gunnison Valley by non-native people. Alonzo Hartman came into this valley during a blizzard on Christmas Day in 1872. He was hired by the feds to be a cowboy, essentially. They were rounding up the Native American Utes and putting them on the Los Pinos Indian Agency, and he was hired to feed them, to raise cattle. So he did that for a while. He was not in favor of what was happening to the Native Americans. And in one of his books, he talks about how he grieved what was happening to them.
Alonzo Hartman built the home in 1891 for his wife, Annie. The couple were known for being community-oriented and caring.
Annie was part of something called the Monday Afternoon Club, and they encouraged women to form clubs. And then a lot of these clubs were what was then turned into the suffragette movement. These women also were very civic-minded. One of the things in one of the old newspaper ads or articles talks about that Annie and her Monday Afternoon Club people were able to organize a donation of books from the Denver area, and then that was taken to White Pine, where those children were without books. They were very involved in education. They were worried about their communities, and they also formed a large art community.
The Hartmans also have a history with Western University, or as it was called back then, Western State College.
You know, he's partly responsible for why Western State College got placed in Gunnison, and certainly why it stayed in Gunnison, because apparently there was quite the fight amongst other communities in the region who were thinking, oh, Gunnison's too cold, and you don't want it there, and all of that. But Alonzo on the school board, he garnered the support to make sure that we kept the college.
Callahan said the castle has unearthed local stories that may have been lost.
When you go down the rabbit hole of Gunnison Valley history, you rarely find, for instance, in Colorado historic newspapers, any mention of people of color. And yet, in a very carefully curated family album, that actually is in the possession of Dr. Duane Vandenbush, there are pictures of people of color, whether they're cowboys or house help. We know of a woman who is quite well known in this valley, and her name was Aunt Susan. She's got a nice little monument in the Gunnison Cemetery. She was a midwife and a nanny. But, of course, you don't see those kinds of stories in the newspaper, do you?
The Hartman Castle Preservation Corps is still working to purchase the property. Then the plan is to seek a historical designation for the site and begin restoring the castle. The idea is to maintain the space as a community hub for events like fundraisers or other social gatherings.
We are now under consideration for becoming one of Colorado's 5 most endangered places for 2025. And that has been quite a process. But we're on the radar of some of the state historic people because of this. And we're very excited about that.
And I think that what would be the tragedy is if we can't save the Hartman Castle. Mm-hmm. When we have all these really interesting stories that haven't necessarily been told, where we haven't acknowledged the history of the Indigenous people, of the Black people, of the women. So Hartman's gives us that platform in which to be able to tell those stories.
Rocky Mountain PBS will premiere Colorado Experience Saving Hartman Castle tonight at the Western Colorado University Theater here in the city of Gunnison. There will be a presentation by Dwayne Vandenbush beginning at 6:30 p.m. and the film starts at 7. 1890s costumes are also encouraged. You can learn more at hartmancastle.org. You are listening to KBUT Community Radio News. I'm Kate Ganap. Thanks for tuning in.
Support for the Noon Newscast comes from the law offices of Elizabeth P. Appleton, PC. Beth's firm is a general civil practice, including real estate and property, business, homeowners associations, and more. Beth also serves as a guardian ad litem and child advocate. 349-6454 and beth@epappletonlaw.com.